And good evening, America, and good afternoon, Australia. You're back with Radio Tony Everyday Business and your host, Tony Lontis. And this is the next in a series of The Power of You with John Williams. But before I introduce you to John, just a quick reminder that if you're after any information that you hear on these shows, you can go to radiotony.com. You can also catch up on past shows versus the live show. Welcome to everyone today who's listening on live stream via LinkedIn and Facebook. Thanks for listening today. I just wanted to do a little bit of a shout out to the world at large because Radio Tony podcasts have just been listed in the top 3% of podcasts in the world. And I'm pretty chuffed about that. And that leads me into the introduction of my amazing co-host. Now, John and I have done a series of shows before, and it was so much fun and such great value for our listeners that we've come back again. And I'm going to tell you a little bit about John before we get into the show, because he's an amazing person to co-host with. So, John Andrew Williams, and the Andrew part of his name is important, and we'll discover why later. John is a senior executive who offers extensive experience in leading commercial entities to capitalize on opportunities to grow the business in highly competitive markets, small, large, local, and international. He has a record of success in startup companies, emerging ventures, and high growth enterprises. John's strengths in strategy development, change leadership, and management have been acknowledged by his colleagues and executive management in every company with whom he's engaged. He has a robust background in international trade and has worked with both individuals and businesses across many different cultures throughout Europe, the US, and Asia, thus developing expansive networks of international companies. John is a highly qualified executive management, education, and conflict resolution person. John co-created the Living Consciously course in conjunction with his business partner and through their company, Andrea. Their flagship course enables participants to understand what it is in their life that is holding them back from taking the next steps towards their goals. It is simple, but far from easy. And we'll be referring to Andrea Solutions throughout our next six series of shows. Now, a little bit further information about John's extensive international business history. So he worked with Roxel and created a strategy for Roxel Asia, transferring responsibility for regional leadership from Europe to Asia. He's also worked in Norcross, joining with to provide significant change management processes across Norcross Press, which repositioned the company as a market innovator. But more importantly, implemented John's theory of goal alignment, matching as closely as possible to the attainment of individual employees' goals to the goals of the company. The resultant surge increased revenue by more than 20% and drove net profit to record levels. So it's important to get the idea that John has extensive history in international business. And that's going to be important in the series going forward. But before we go further, I'd love to introduce you to the man behind Andreas Solutions, Mr. John Williams. Good evening and good afternoon, John.
Good evening and good afternoon to you, Tony.
It's wonderful to be back here live on the radio with you. We had a lot of fun last time, and this time I want to particularly tell the story of you because it's important to get the concept about where you've come from and where you're headed and what you're passionate about. So let's start at the beginning and talk a little bit about you and your life up to this point.
Go for it. I'm literally Johnny on the spot, aren't I?
You are indeed, and we want to know about you.
Well, I was born in New Zealand. I'm a New Zealander, although I spent the last 20 years of my life in Australia. When I was a little kid, because I was in New Zealand and my dad was a mad rugby fan, of course I wanted to grow up and be an All Black. This is very simple, you know. That was it. There was no other purpose in life other than being an All Black. And I think that's pretty much the same for most male kids growing up in New Zealand
In
until their
New
mums get a
Zealand.
hold of them and say, "No, be an All White. You know, play with the round ball first. Less damaging to your teeth." My mum used to check every time after I come back from when I was playing club rugby. She'd say, "Smile," and so I had a head on my teeth there. It was all good.
Oh my goodness.
But you
Oh my
know,
goodness.
a lot of fun. I had a great childhood. I was very, very blessed. I developed a very close relationship with my grandfather, whose name, by the way, was Andrew. Interesting
Yes.
enough. We'll get
Yes, we're
through
going to
to
talk about that a bit later.
that. But yeah, I was very, very lucky. He retired around the same time as that I got mobile. So I was about 5 years old, sort of thing. So I spent most of my
Yes.
time tracking around behind him, learning from him. And
Yeah.
I guess, you know, I really wanted to grow up and be him.
Yes.
He lived a rather remarkable life. At 2 years old, he was abandoned to an orphanage, and his mother died in childbirth. As I understand the story, that the midwife took his sister, adopted that, but Andrew was unwanted, so he went from having two parents to having no parents in the space of 6 months. And an orphanage. He spent the next 14 till 12 years, so 14 years in an orphanage, when he was told that his profession would be a plumber. And so that was it. He
Oh.
didn't get a choice. It wasn't like, "Oh, hey, guess what? You know, I actually want to be a musician," which he probably did want to be.
Yes.
No, his profession was a plumber, and he went about making the best of that. And by the time I came on the scene some 50 years later, and my mum was an only child, and so
Yes.
when I turned up, I was Christmas all wrapped up. I was more than the grandson. I was the son. My granddad, he owned his own company, and I often used to tease my older sister that when she was born, everybody got a bonus, but when I was born, everybody got a bonus and a day off. So yeah, so I grew up wanting to be my grandfather, and this is where I actually got things wrong for the
Yes.
longest time, because he'd done pretty well in his life, and I kind of had this idea that being like my grandfather was to be able to provide the fiscal resources that he provided to us, to give my kids a start in life, such as what he had. I conveniently forgot that he only had one child and I had four.
Yes.
It's kind of like,
Yeah.
let's raise the stakes, that he was two generations away and I was trying to do it inside my generation.
Yeah.
But it drove me, and I wanted to be able to do for my children everything that
What he did.
what he had done. And by the time I was in my mid-30s, I had the house on the golf course and cars and business, and my kids were doing great. And then that went
But
wrong.
you weren't doing so good.
No, because the purpose, there was no grounding in the purpose. It was like making money for money's sake, for the purpose of having more money and having more power. And to
Yeah.
be honest with you, I really do believe that life is always perfect. What happens is perfect, because if it wasn't, it would be otherwise. It's not really within our power. If we accept that everybody has free will, then the outcomes for you are going to be determined as much by other people's free will as your own. Call it God, call what you will. But it's, and so I think this is where intent is super important, and being clear on why you are here and what is your purpose is really, really important. So, yes, so that business hit a wall. We made a decision at that point in time, my then wife and I, that we would be better off in Australia than New Zealand. If we had to rebuild our lives, then we would be rebuilding them in Australia. So in 1997, we moved to Australia and got on with doing the whole thing again. That's when I went to university and I got my MBA, and I worked for Norcross. It was really quite funny getting that job because when I first got over here, I got a job, and that happened to be selling printing, because I have extensive background in the printing industry. And I was working as a sales rep for a very small printing company, and I landed the general manager's job at one of the biggest printing companies. I was like, well, how did that happen, you know? But and everybody thought I was a different John Williams. There was another John Williams that had been hired, was more better known in the Brisbane printing world, and they all thought it was him. So, you know, a few meetings, people were surprised when I turned up with this face. So there's lots of John Williams. It's a very, very popular name. It's another reason why I use Andrew in the middle, because there's fewer of.
A very popular name.
Yeah, so then I then started restarted my career in international business, because I actually started back in the 1980s in the toy industry. So I worked through that, and then spent a period of time out, and then got back into international business, which was my real passion. And I stepped out of there and joined Roxel, which then meant the next 10 years of my life were literally spent half of the time away
Travel.
from home, traveling. I've been around the world so many times, I gave up counting. You know, it was nothing for me to, in 21 days, take 21 flights, touch down on all five continents and possibly 15, 16 countries, and be home again. And then when you get to Australia, because this is the thing that the Europeans really don't understand about Australia, it's a lot like the US, but we don't have the population density here. So if you're actually marketing, you've got to fly from market to market. And flying from Brisbane to Perth is like flying from Los Angeles to New York. And I
It
used to joke that flying to New Zealand was domestic travel with the benefit of duty free, and flying to Perth was international travel without it. So why would
Yes.
one go to Perth? Bless you,
Yes.
Perth, if you're listening. It's a wonderful place to
Yes.
be, and certainly somewhere
Yeah,
that people
yeah.
should always go and see. But yeah, so it
Yeah.
was constantly, I was constantly on the road again, rebuilding it for the purpose of doing them. By the time we got to the peak, we had three houses in Brisbane, an apartment in Melbourne.
Yeah.
My wife and I both drove Lexus. We could go and do whatever we wanted, whenever we pretty much wanted.
Yes.
But here's the thing: I woke up one day and I didn't want to do this anymore.
Yeah.
My children were growing up. My youngest, I think, was about 18 at the time, and just doing it for the sake of doing it just didn't do it for me anymore.
Yep.
And so that's when the wheels came off. That's when the wheels came off my
Yes.
marriage, because my wife looked back at me and said, well, I do. I like the BMW, you know, I like the
Yes.
Lexus that I'm driving now. It's,
Yeah. Yeah.
and that comes as part of it. So, yeah. And then at that point in time, I hit a wall. You call it executive
Yeah.
burnout, call it what you will.
Yes.
And I then stepped away from the world for a bit.
Yes.
Fortunately, I had very, very good risk managers. And I've got to say, this is so important. If you're in that situation where you
Yes.
are going hard out, and understand that an awful lot of us end up having things go wrong. And it's not just, in my case, mental illness or depression, anxiety,
Yes.
burnout, put it in the name. But you know, I also lost my sister at she was
Yes.
31 years old. She died of cancer, just like
Yeah.
that. You know, and it's
Yeah.
it, so these things, illness does happen to people, and having good risk management, I had a great risk manager who set it up so that I was able to step aside, have salary continuance insurance take over, and that
Yes.
has given me the breathing space to build Andrea. In about 2014, 2019, I met Tanya Caprioli.
Yes.
And Tanya pretty much changed my life. She was working as a coach in this company, and I was recruited into it. And I had to last nearly as long as she did, but we stayed in touch.
Yes.
And then about a year and a half later, she got hold of me and said, "Well, John, would you mind voicing these videos for me?" And I'd done some radio work when I was a kid. I think last time we talked, it was like 38 years
Yes.
between air shifts for me. So
Yes,
it's
that's
been a
right.
while. And so I said, "Yeah, well, why not? I'll happily do that." Then a few weeks later, I rang her and said, "What's happening with it?" So, well, the person that was writing it with me, they've gone off and done their own thing now. So, and I always play better as a team. I said, "Oh, okay, I'll team up with you. Let's go do this thing." And so
Yeah.
within 6 months, we had written the Andrea method, what is known as now the Andrea method, living consciously. And the process was really quite amusing because for much of that time, it was over a Christmas period, and I was living in my caravan at Golden Beach, on the Sunshine Coast here, and Tanya
Yes.
was in Italy, which because she has dual Italian Australian citizenship,
She
she
does.
was having Christmas in Italy, and so we were exchanging emails. Tanya would write the thing, would come down, I'd edit it, send it back. So I suppose in a way we were
Backwards and
working
forwards.
24/7 on it, but we just happened to be on
Yes.
each other's side of the world.
Yeah.
It took a long time to do the videos and the workbooks and whatnot, but we created a course to live by. And that was the purpose
Yeah.
of it. What we discovered, what we knew through our reading and through our knowledge, we brought that all together because it doesn't really matter whether an individual is looking to take the step into the C-suite to step up there to their next level of performance, their next level of, or to change their relationship with their loved ones, or to
All
create some
themselves.
or themselves. It all comes down to what's going on between your ears. And one of the things I love to do
Definitely.
to illustrate to people here is that 60% of what we see is actually created by our visual cortex. So it's what we think we're going to see. And then we fill in the gaps as we go along. And that's what creates our vision. So if 60% of what we see is preordained by our brains, what about the rest? Well, that's where we start talking about, the model, because most of what we see is, or what most of the information, the truth is most of the information that comes our way, we filter out. Because there are literally billions of bits of information coming at us any moment of the day. And so what we generalize and pattern, and then we go, okay, well, that looks like this is an internal process in our reticular activating system, goes, oh, that looks like that. And that's what happened before. And so be aware of that. Now, where this all goes wrong is, unfortunately, our reticular activating system is actually programmed most of the time by trauma. Otherwise, we file it away happily and it's good. So what's really calling the shots is our brain, which is saying, and the RAS is there to keep us safe. Hey, this happened
It
to
is.
you last time you did this, so this is the way we
You could do it
react here,
again.
and
Watch
we do it in
out.
a millisecond, boom, and away we go do. So we know that this is the way it is, and those behaviors that have stopped you from being who you want to be, who you need to be to achieve the things that you want in your life and to be everything that you can be, those behaviors are a repeating pattern. So first step, go find out what your patterns are. Go find out what your patterns are. And then when you have got a handle on those patterns, recognize them. Welcome them. Go, hey, good to see you. Nice to know you. Understand where they come from. Because they're not just going to disappear. You got to kind of do a pairing thing, which is Okay, so this is the reaction I would have had to that circumstance. Great, I am substituting it with this response. And that gap between reaction and response is the key to making changes. So the program is about, the Andreas method is about starting to see those sorts of issues, dealing with them. That's the first step.
John, I'm guessing that when you had that break in your life, break from international business, your marriage dissolved, I'm guessing that during that period of time, you experienced this concept of how you've always behaved and had the time to actually sit and reflect on that. So you would have spent time examining the response of your rearticulating system and reforming what you thought about the world. Is that an accurate description of what happened during that time?
In the
And
latter stages, in the early
okay.
stages, I was a whole lot more destructive. You
Okay.
know, I don't mind admitting I drank too much, I partied too hard. It was how I covered up and how
Yes.
I dealt with, like, I went through a stage here where I thought, look, I am so sick of people telling me what I should do. I am so
Do.
sick of having to be responsible. I am so sick of having to be the person that cleans up the mess. I'm done with that.
I want a
Here on
break.
in, it's I'm going to do what I like, whatever I want to do, and to hell with the consequences. Well, that did not work out terribly well because the consequences were an awful lot worse than what I could have possibly imagined. But it was just me blowing
But
back against years.
it's a common theme when your life has been controlled. You've been told what you can do, what you can't do. There's a level of expectation on your life. And when you suddenly realize that you actually have the control, that it is your life and you make the decisions, and it's not so much to hell with everyone else. It's actually, no, what do I really want? What do I really want my life to look like? Who do I really want to hang out? What do I really want to do? But usually, before you get to that point in time, there's that period of to hell with it all. I'm going to drink till I can't drink anymore. I'm going to party till I can't party anymore. And then you realize, that's not working. Let's sit down and deal with me and the what I think. And I know from our previous conversations, that's very much what happened to you, isn't it, John?
Absolutely. In the end, it was like, this is just not working. There's got to be a better way of coming to terms with it. I guess sitting here reflecting now, I'm looking at it and going, well, it wasn't a quick process, and it wasn't even
No.
one that I would really claim to have had a lot of choice over. It was more a matter of my behaviors cost me my marriage.
They were
That cost me
destructive, weren't they?
consequently. And then you're left going, well, okay, how do we do this again? And what really matters to me? Why did I, this was the key point. Why did I do what I did? Why did I bail out of what people would say, wow, that's an
Was a
incredible
good.
job. You can go wherever you want. You can do whatever you have complete freedom. And you know, like I'd given up, I had moved to Chicago to reduce my travel. So I only had to go across the Americas and the Pacific once a month. You know, like that's kind of ridiculous, but it is what it is. And so why did I give up that lifestyle that said at any moment I could live in Melbourne or Chicago or Brisbane? And I have European citizenship, so I could go there. I had the APEC cards, which meant I use all the diplomatic channels around Asia. I didn't have to stand in the queues, just go through the diplomatic channel. It was a pretty interesting sort of a life. And the reason I gave it up is because it didn't matter. It didn't have an impact. It wasn't going to leave the world a better
A better
place.
place.
And one of the things you gave me some notes here, and you said, what
Yes.
were the key moments in your life and how they shape you as the person you are today? And there's
Yeah.
probably three incidents that are part of that. Firstly, there was my
Yes.
grandfather, who was my idol. And it really,
Yeah.
it was like, okay, so I so wanted to be like him. And I got that wrong for the longest time because it wasn't about the money. It was the fact that he loved us. It was the fact that he would have
Yes.
given us the shirt off his back. It didn't matter how much
Yeah.
money he had or didn't have. It was
Yeah.
about his wisdom and his knowledge and spending the time. So that's
Yeah.
the number one. Then in my teens, one of the mothers of my girlfriends that I had in my
Yeah.
teens, she said to me, John, one day you'll end up as a salesman or a preacher. And I thought, which is kind of
Okay.
interesting. And I'd done the salesman, so I guess I'm doing the preacher now.
Yes.
We were always able to talk. And they were involved in politics, and
Guru.
I
Let's go
thought,
with Guru, John.
I don't
Guru.
know about guru. No. Lao Tzu at best, which is teacher in Chinese at best. And then, of course, the impact of losing my sister when I was only 30, she
Yes.
was 31.
Yeah.
Boy, that's a wake-up call.
Yeah.
Again, it wasn't a lesson that I took early on, but now when I reflect back on it,
Yeah.
I really should have stopped doing what I was doing then. And gone, hey,
Yeah.
there is more
Yeah.
important things in this world. So
Yeah.
those are the key points. And then, of course, hitting the wall and going, well, what the heck's going on here? I found myself very isolated in a world where I could have anything and do anything. But my friends were in the front end of the airplane, and I said to somebody the other day, when you know the crew on the Singapore Airlines flight that brings you back to Brisbane better than you know your neighbours, you've probably got a
Yeah.
problem. You probably don't have a community to be part of. So those are the things that brought me back to where I am. If you've seen the movie George Clooney's Up in the Air, that's where I was. There's no way to live, and I want to
Yeah.
help people in that situation. I don't want people to go hit the wall like I did. I want people
Yeah.
to be able to say, okay, so I have it all. I've got all the toys. I've got the nice houses and the la la. And bless you for it. You probably worked extremely hard
Yes.
to get there. But why am I not
Yes.
happy? And I recently have
Unfulfilled.
been trying to learn French because my wife speaks French fluently. Not that she's that happy about me learning it. But anyway, in French,
Can't
the word
swear at
for
you in French anymore.
The word, we won't go there, Tony. The word for happy is content. And I think this
Yeah.
is a much better word. Why am I not content? Why am I not fulfilled? Even though the world around me, everybody says, gee, you're the man, you're the woman, you're incredible, you're such an
Yes.
achiever, you're so capable, wow, I look up
Yes.
to you. And yet, inside, I'm not satisfied. It's just, I'm a malcontent as opposed to being
Yeah.
content, which of course is unhappy.
John, I want to know, you're being so open and in talking to us in the audience today. How hard is it for men to confront themselves and admit I'm not content? How hard is that for guys to do?
I think in our quiet times, when we're on our own, we can certainly see it ourselves. And the products lie, this clues lie in the lifestyles that we're doing. What are
Yep.
we avoiding? What are we using to bury our pain as such?
Yes.
But there's such a emphasis in our culture, particularly in the Western world, here in Australia, but also in the United States, where men are expected to be men. if you want. And there's a
Yep.
high expectation from our loved ones. Certainly, if this
Yep.
is the person that we have been, and all of a sudden we turn around and we go, hang on, I
Yep.
want to change. You've trained the people around you to react to you. And all of a sudden you say, but that person I trained you to react to, that's not really me. Well, hang on, you've been married to me for 20 years. What do you mean it's not? This is a very traumatic, can
Tough.
be a very traumatic process. I doff my hat to Brené Brown, who is an American guru on the subject of shame, and she really is that's a guru. Brené tells a story of at the end of one of her TEDx talks. A guy came up to her and expressed how life is difficult for men. And she said, "Well, how is it?" She said, "Well, I would like to be more in touch with myself and more able to express how I feel and what I really want. But heaven forbid I should ever get down off my horse and not be the hero." The inference being that his wife would find it hard to accept that. So I think there's a lot of socialization that makes it hard for men to open up and say, "Hey, I'm in trouble here. This is not working out the way I wanted it to." And I found it particularly shameful, if you want, in that I had had a golden childhood. I couldn't point at the traumatic childhood and go, "Oh, look, I was beaten regularly. I didn't. I you name it, I had it complete with train sets and I and we weren't super wealthy, but certainly I never ever wanted for anything. But yet here I was in a situation where I was desperately unhappy. And to my ex-wife's credit, she said to me at some point along the line, "Well, Joan, you've got everything else, so it might be me." And it wasn't her. It wasn't. It was me. It was me
It was,
not understanding why I'm here, what my purpose is. And or it's part of my journey. As I said before, I accept everything is perfect because otherwise it would be different. So yeah, it's hard. It's hard for men. It's hard for men to actually open up.
And particularly if they're living without that clear clarity around what is my purpose? What am I doing in life? What drives me? What I'm passionate. And I know from our conversations, John, that was like one of those key moments and desires is that you realized that you wanted to leave an impact and help people not get to the point that you'd gotten to where you had everything but were not content and not happy, which led to your time in the wilderness. Let's call it time in the wilderness, and the result of that, the beautiful result of allowing yourself time in the wilderness is the Andrea method, isn't it?
Well, it is. It is. And that's born of getting clarity around who I am, what my vision and mission and purpose is about. And this is what we do for people that want to work with us and Andrea. And we have the online course, which is the Andrea method, which people can find at our website, which is
Just tell us, thank you.
it's Andrea andreia.solutions. That's it. No dot com, no nothing else, just dot solutions. And you can find out details there of about the Andrea method. We also do one-on-one coaching, and what we
From
do
anywhere around the world,
anywhere around
John,
the world.
you can,
I've done work in Los Angeles and Belarus, so it's a fair old swing of the world. We've just got to find a time where we can work together, and we'll get on a call and we'll do one of my empowerment interviews, Tony, where I will give a client, somebody who's interested in one-to-one coaching, all they need to do is email me that, and again, John at Andrea, andrei dot solutions, john@andrea.solutions.
Solutions.
solutions. Email me and ask me for a 2 hour empowerment. I'll give you 2 hours of my time. We'll work
For
through what it
free.
is for free. We'll work through what it is that you want to be coached around, that you wanted to see whether I can make an impact on your outcomes. 2 hours for free. All you need to do is email me and I'll work with you for that. And the reason we do that is very simple, Tony, is that we want to show that we can make a difference. And if we can't, we can't. Simple as
Yes.
that. It's my risk.
Yeah.
It's not for people to take
Yeah.
that risk. And hopefully, an ideal world really is that, I suppose not financially, but it'd be lovely to live in a world. No, it would be. It'd be lovely to live in a world where
Yes.
everybody was empowered
Yes.
sufficiently, that they,
Yes.
if we look at the mission of Andrea, which is well, the vision is to live in a world of highly conscious leaders where people are responsible for what they say and do. And the mission is to align individuals to themselves through the use of technology, one-on-one coaching and self-paced programs. If everybody was already there, then what we do at Andrea would not be necessary, and the world would be a
But
vastly better place, and I would be
John,
happy.
it's
But that's not
so
the case.
necessary in this time and age, particularly after the 2020 all of us have had. I don't know anyone who is swimming along nicely after 2020. And if ever there's a time to reflect and go, what is life all about? Gosh, it's now at the start of this decade. You want to get it right in the next decade, because I actually believe that there's a lot of waking up humans out there. There's a lot of people thinking about what is my purpose? What impact do I want to have? What legacy do I want to leave? Lots of people asking these questions, and part of what John and Tanya have created will help you get those answers.
Sure.
The course we will be going to as a series and talking about each and every module in an individual sense in the subsequent weeks. But just to let you know that you can find out about the course either by going to andrea.solutions or radiotony.com and looking under co-hosts, you'll find all of John's information and connections. We've also got a little PDF intro, which will tell you all about what the Andrea method will deliver. Before we get too much further down the track, I want to make sure the audience understands the Andrew part of your name and that how that links to what you do, because it's important.
I was just thinking the same thing, Tony. I was thinking, hey, they need to know this is not fair. So let me explain this to you. Andrew is a direct derivative of Andrea. Andrea was the reason we've used Andrea as the name for the program. It's an ancient Greek virtue of the short version is courage. But what it really
Yeah.
is the courage to take yourself on to deal with your internal doubts and to build yourself up to go forward. So best example is that is in those days in Greek wars, there was no telling if you were into hand-to-hand combat, whether you would come back dead or alive. That was that in the hand of the gods at that point in time. What was within your control was whether you stepped up into battle, whether you took your internal demons and fears on and enabled yourself to do what you needed to do in service of the country as such, or your own, whatever the outcomes are that you want. And so it is the perfect description of what we encourage our clients to do. And Andrea is the root term of everything, basically Andy, Adrian,
Yes.
Andrea, and
Yes.
Andrew. And and I'm the third Andrew in a row. So not only was my grandfather called Andrew, but my great
Yes.
grandfather was called Andrew. And I decided to own it. I decided to own it because
Absolutely.
you know what? That's who I am. It's not as if I'd sort of labeled myself with Andrew after I started Andrea. It was
No,
more like
no.
Oh, look at that. Tanya and I decided one day we would call this company Andrea for this reason. And then I drew the link between Andrea
Yes.
and Andrew. So, yeah, that's why I use the Andrew. And it's an important part of who I am. And I guess, I don't know, kismet, karma, it's what, here I am.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And that whole idea that it's the courage to take yourself on, because it does take courage, doesn't it, Johnny? It's not something that it can be easy if you have the right people around you to help you, coach you, and mentor you through that process. But making that decision to take yourself on is a courageous one and a brave one. And we should acknowledge that for anyone listening today who's starting to think about, gosh, what is life about? What am I doing? Why am I here? It takes courage to take that next step and reach out and allow someone to help you in that process.
It does,
Because
and
doing it
even
alone is tough, isn't it, John?
yeah, doing it alone is very, very tough. Doing
Yeah.
it, I mean, even when we people go to the Andrea method and start using the online,
Yes.
because the thing about that method is that it's available online. You can do it anytime on any device,
24/7.
24/7, anywhere in the world.
Self-paced.
Self-paced, so it's entirely flexible. But even with that, we encourage people to bring on an accountability partner, someone who will work with them. So two friends might decide to do it together
Do
and
the
help
course
each other through it.
together.
But I want to pick on something
Yeah.
you said before, Tony, and I suppose this is probably not the greatest thing to say for business, but I'm going to say it anyway. Even with help,
Yeah.
it's not easy. Okay, it's
Yeah.
simple. That what you
It
have
is
to
simple.
do is simple, but even with support, it's not easy. And the main reason it's not easy is goes back to this point before that you have
Yeah.
carefully taught the people around you who you are, and you've been carefully taught by them who they expect
Who
you
you
to
should
be.
be.
So now
Yeah.
when we stand up and we say, oh, let me be who I was born to be, who I want to create. And that's the second module,
Yes.
create a new you, which is really
Yeah,
about
yeah. Yeah.
discovering who you are and discovering your own power. When you then go and do that, all of a sudden you're a very, very different person. And
Yes.
that makes it issues in context of people around you. So again, there's work. And that's
Correct.
another reason why working with and like if you take that into a work environment, because I'm really, really want to make very, very clear to people here that as a executive that's worked in international boardrooms and I know where it's
Yes.
at, I get the cut and thrust of it. But if you what you're trying to achieve in your life is not aligned with your core values, then you're going to struggle.
Yes,
It's not a matter of if,
you
it's a
will.
matter of when you hit the wall. If it is in line with what your core values, and you know, it can be really, really strange. Like, for example, you might do what you do for a living to fund what you really want to create in the world, and you
That's
might be able
right.
to
Yes.
tolerate that lack of alignment because you have alignment over here and you've got clarity in your mind. This is the reason why. So
Yes.
this is now being used in service of that.
Yes.
So, and this is where we try help work with people to draw the lines. This is connected to here. This is how, right? And ultimately, to be who they need to be to have what it is that they want out of life.
Yeah.
So. And that is the last module. That's conscious action because your actions fall out of
Yes.
who you are being.
Yeah. I
And
can
that's what
tell
you look
you,
at.
John, from personal experience, when I started on that journey of healing and self-discovery all those years ago, I wish that this had been more talked about. So a similar story, hit a wall in corporate level, had a breakdown, and then started to do the self-development and healing that allows you to find out who you are and what you want to do. But I have to say that if there's something that you that will change the way that you look and do life, it's about discovering what you're here for. It's about discovering what drives you forward. It's about discovering that intent for your life, because everyone has one. And it doesn't have to be a huge, big, world-changing intent. It can be something really lovely and small, but everyone will have one, won't they, John? Everyone will a driving passion.
They will. And, you know, this is why vision and mission. So for me personally, I have on my wall here, my personal vision is to live in a world of enlightened citizens and leaders. So, can I do that on my own? No, there's not a snowball's. All I can do is contribute. So my mission, my little part in that, is to create conversations to enlighten individuals, to inspire them to do the same and be the difference. That I can do, and I can do that in my own way, at my own level, and I will be successful. And that is
Absolutely. There's
one more step to that. So why? Why would I do that? Well, it brings me peace of mind. I get to be love. I get to shower love on people, care about people, work with them, use my skills that are a lifetime of leadership knowledge and education. I get to give that to people and help them move through that. That's a great reward. There's nothing better than when a client goes, aha, right, so, oh,
got that.
Right, now I kind of get it. Right, well, we're on the road now. We're on the road.
And again, having recently done a bit of this work, and I've shared it a bit with my audiences over the last couple of weeks, but I did a whole process around what my life's strategic intent would be and what I wanted to deliver to the world. And it took a number of hours sitting with my team to work out what that was. But just to let you know how closely that aligns with what John does. So my bigger strategic intent is to provide an opportunity for all those who have the courage to rise above their trauma, to actualize their dreams denied to them by injustice. And then my mission is to inspire, empower, educate, and help. And I guess when you discover your intent and life's purpose, you will find yourself drawn to, connected with, and working with people that are like-minded. And I tell you, that's a powerful thing to happen, because the ripple effect that causes when two people who are like-minded collaborate together and co-create, there's that word co-create again, it's amazing what you can achieve, how many people you can reach, and how many people you can help. So for both of us, both John and I, some of our core values and beliefs are around help. And that's what gives us love. That's what lights us up. That's what gets us up in the morning. And having worked with John before and knowing quite a lot about this beautiful education system that he and Tanya have developed, it's a real privilege that I get to have John on my radio show to tell you guys, here's a method that will help you do what we do. Do you know? Yep. And it will be individual and unique to you. And that's the important thing to consider. We as human beings are incredibly unique. Once you discover that unique passion for you, it really changes everything, doesn't it, John?
It does. And what we hope we've created here is a how. So it's a how for your why.
Absolutely.
So if it is simply the question of I'm not content with what I have, even though I appear to have everything, well, have a look at the Andrea method. Work your way through the Andrea method, the three modules, 12 lessons, 15, 16 videos in all, and you will stand a fair chance of uncovering what it
You'll
is
figure it out.
that is not, that's stopping you from being content. Now, then comes the question of, well, change. Well, it doesn't have to be dramatic. Some people just simply go, cool, now I understand what's going on. I can make adjustments. And the
Changes
other thing
and
about the Andrea method is it was built as a course to live by. I still
go backwards
watch,
too.
that's right, I still watch the lessons. I still go through them. I go through the workbooks even. And this is, you can say, this is silly because, I co-created it and it's my voice. So it's like me talking to me, which is kind of funny. But it reminds me of all the things that you sort of, that you, okay, these are things that I need to know and I need to be aware of. And because we tend to forget, we humans are a little bit like, we like shiny things and we forget the old thing, So we're off over here. Hey, there's some real wisdom. So repeating, and again, this is about we use as many methods as we can in presenting the course. We've got audio, we've got visual, we've got tactile, we've got mind maps for you. Those people are more
Adult
visual. There's
learners.
addition, yeah, and there's additional lessons for those who want to dig in deep. There's
Do
audio of the entire course, so you can just listen to the audio in your car as you go. So we're trying to do as much as we can, and it is a course that you will do again. I have had some people say to me, oh, there's a lot in here, there's a lot to swallow. Well, yes,
Yes.
there is. And the more times you go around the circle, the more deeper your understanding will become, and you can then branch off and read the core information that we've brought together and curated into this course. So yes, it's a how, it's a method how to have what it
Yes.
is that you want, and or discover what it is that you want, which is an important part of that.
I was just going to quickly mention, John, that there is such power in the spoken word. And the thing that often helps me to cement learning is that audio representation. So hearing it, listening to it while you're driving along, listening to it while you're sitting, being quiet, there's something about the spoken word that helps it cement itself in your brain. And so, on that note, we are completely out of time, but I encourage you, if you want to reach out to John and ask for that complimentary 2-hour session or ask about the course, I'm going to get John to finish off the session today with the website details and the email details about how you can find out your clarity of purpose using the Andrea method. And I'm going to hand over to John to take us out.
Okay, so the website is www.andrea, Andrea.solutions. You can go there and find about the course, or you can send me an email, john@andrea, Andrea.solutions. Now, the other thing you can do is download that PDF, and in there are some questions
Yes.
that will help you start to think about this. And there's a link at the bottom. There's an active link that'll take you straight through to the page. So that's another way. Download the PDF.
Yep, and if you miss the link, that it's also available on radiotony.com under co-hosts, which will directly take you to the downloadable PDF and directly to John and John's website. So, wonderful listeners, thank you for playing with us today. It's my pleasure to be back on the radio with John for another 6 sessions, talking about the Andrea method. We will be back next week, same time, Radio Tony, Everyday Business, and the Power of You with John Williams. Over to you, TJ. Bye for now, everyone.